Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Your royal darlingnesses, before we jump into this hour, which I promise you will be not only informative but very entertaining, about a wonderful acting troupe that does political spoofs of, well, they're equal opportunity insulters. But they're very funny, and right now they're in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. But I need to remind you of some change that's happening with our scheduling. If you're accustomed to listening to us on Sundays from 5 to 8 p.m. on WVNJ 1160 on the AM dial, covering the New York metro area, five boroughs of New York City, Long Island, Southern Connecticut, Westchester, Rockland County, and Northern New Jersey. Effective Labor Day, Monday, September 4th, we go to weekdays, 1 to 2 p.m., and you can hear the 3 hours of Travelers 411, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m. at WVNJ 1160 on the AM dial. And if things go right, I'm going to have good news, I hope, for Thursday and Friday as well. So as soon as we get that sorted out, we'll get back to you. Meantime, let's talk about Capital Steps right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. It's Super Sundays on the Tanglewood Grounds in Lenox, Massachusetts, every Sunday through August 27th. Between noon and 2, enjoy new and exciting events for all ages to enhance your Tanglewood experience. Activities take place at various locations throughout the grounds, like food tastings, face painting, family games, and more. Visit bso.org for more details.
I have the pleasure and privilege of being at a wonderful resort that you need to know about in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast and originate even when we're remotely in wonderful places around the world. And David Isby, our senior producer and on-air travel companion, barefoot beachcomber, anchors from our studio here in Berkshire County. And sometimes when we're off remotely producing, we're in wonderful places like Northern Ireland. And you've often heard my good friend, Dr. Tim Campbell, who is the director of the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, County Down, the kingdoms of Down, steeped in St. Patrick's country, on the air, both by telephone, when we're on the other side, and on rare occasion when he's actually been here. And guess what? This is one of those rare occasions. So today, we have the privilege of his company, as we've had for the last day and a half now. And regrettably, we're going to have to hot-foot it when we're finished with this broadcast today to Hartford Airport, Bradley International Airport in Hartford, where even you can fry round-trip Dublin with Aer Lingus. So I hope you give some attention to that. Thanks for being here with us, Tim.
It's a real pleasure. Lovely to be back in the lovely Berkshires.
Yes, or I should say in England and the UK, the Berkshires.
The Berkshires.
Or the Berkshires. The Berkshires, get it straight. Kate Middleton's from the Berkshires. From Berkshire,
yes,
in, yeah, just outside of London. I'm delighted that you're here with us. You flew into Hartford and you're flying out of Hartford, Bradley International Airport, with Aer Lingus going to Dublin later tonight. That flight leaves at 6:10 p.m. We've taken it now twice, and we're going to do it again in December.
Yeah, what a wonderful little airport. It's, you know, I'm used to coming in through some of these huge mega airports, and it's nice, it's intimate, and the service was wonderful, so I like that.
Me too. And if you're flying out of Hartford at Bradley International Airport, you're leaving your car there, I'm pretty sure it's something like $6 a day for long-term car parking. You go to a major airport, it'll cost you as much to park if you're away for a couple of weeks as it did for your airline ticket. So I just want to acknowledge you're here.
Thank you.
And I'm happy that you're here at this very special time, because we are sitting on the patio deck at Sloan's Tavern, which is the leisure style, or as Tim would say, leisure style. Dining right on the golf course. I think we're just opposite the third tee of the golf course at Cranwell Resort. Go check it out online. The place is gorgeous. And anytime we have a reason for a benchmarking occasion, an anniversary, a birthday, celebration of an engagement or something in our family, we've always done it here at Cranwell. So we have great affection for this place. The other night, we went with friends. Actually, my very good friend Margaret Kading, who owns the lodge at Bromley, right next to Bromley Ski Mountain in Vermont. She likes to think of it as being in Manchester, but it's just over the Manchester-Vermont line into Peru, Vermont. But when you look at the map, you'll find it. And it's just a hop and a jump down the road from Manchester Town Center, where all the great outlet stores and shopping and Northshire Bookstore is. An amusement park for people who love books, where I will be on September 7th at 6 p.m. doing a Meet the Author event, where I'll be doing a presentation about my novel Rumors. So if you've already got a copy and read a copy, come along and I'll sign it for you while we're there. And for the rest of you, come and join me there. So Margaret Kading, owner of the lodge at Bromley in Peru, next to Manchester, Vermont, gave a call and said, you know, I'd like to take you and Mark, my husband, out for an evening. And I thought, that was so sweet. I said, well, I'm all yours. I'll just follow you wherever you take us. And we went for dinner. In fact, we had dinner here at Sloan's. And then we went over to the building just across the road, on the grounds of Cranwell, where there is a wonderful satirical evening of joyous entertainment with incredibly capable actors, incredibly skilled singers, and it's a satirical spoof about what goes on in Washington that's been going on for years and years, and regrettably, this is the first time in years we've come to see it, and it's called Capital Steps, and you can find Capital Steps online at capsteps.com. With me are two of the actors in the group, Barry Barron and Evan Casey. Thank you so much, both of you, for making time in your busy, crazy schedules to come and be with us. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you. Our pleasure to be here.
How long have you been with the cast of Capital Steps, performed here at Cranwell Resort in Berkshire County, Western Massachusetts, Barry?
This is our 10th year at Cranwell, and so I've been with the group much longer than that. I started with Clinton, Bill Clinton, and we thought those were going to be the golden years, but looks like we might be in the middle of the golden years right now. But we've been here at the Cranwell for 10 years, and it's been terrific because people who saw us the first year we were here have been coming year after year after year, and they've actually made it a tradition. They come up to see us after the show, and they say, we never miss it. We come every single year, and it just gets better and better.
But my impression is, Evan, that when you come to see a performance of Capital Steps, you might come to a performance and come back 2 weeks later and see an entirely different show because the cast is much bigger than the number of people we saw performing. And there's a list in the program of a number of songs and this and that, and not all of them were necessarily performed in the show that I saw. So if I came back in a week or two, how different would the show be from the one I saw this week?
Right. Well, it all sort of depends on how quickly the news updates. And these days, of course, it's almost daily, so it's almost hard to keep up with everything that's happening.
Hourly.
Exactly. That's true.
What time is it?
Pretty much. But we try to change and adjust the material as the news changes. So you might see a new song or two if there's been a big news event. And as far as the cast changing is concerned, that's part of what's also great is that Barry said you'll see people who come back again and again, but a lot of people will say, oh, I saw this, but you it wasn't you guys, but I really saw something new and interesting in this version too, because different people have their own spins on the material, which makes it a different show.
And because you're watching a live production, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the talent of the cast adapt to what just happened,
mm-hmm.
which adds to the glory of the performance. You know, I don't always save programs. And before I knew we actually were going to be lucky enough to nail you guys down to talk with us and our audiences coast to coast, I saved the program because I wanted to read it intensely. And I also wanted not to forget the opening lines or the titles of some of the songs that your incredibly talented vocalists perform. I mean, the quality of what you do is worthy of being on a Broadway stage.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people who are less talented on Broadway than your group is amazing. So bravo to all of you.
May we quote you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then you can take it from the podcast, download it, reuse it, it's fine. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back.
Cost way more money than GAO knows. Wake me up at Mar-a-Lago. You're financing each fly.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide the live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at AerLingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls, and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
With me on the patio just outside of Sloan's Tavern, the kind of golf resorty, leisure dining, makes the best fish and chips in the county, and so many other things. I love to come to Sloan's Tavern, located, I guess, what is this, Stockbridge or Lenox? Must be Lenox, yeah. The lines are so close that I never get it right. It's easy at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, because the Stockbridge-Lenox line runs right through the property. So, you know, you won't be wrong if you say either of them. And then they get lucky enough to pay taxes in two towns. But this is such a lovely place to come for lunch or drinks or a munch or a snack or a dinner. And we're here a lot. And the dining terrace is lovely. In fact, the other night when we came to see Capitol Steps being performed here at Cranwell Resort, we fell into something we hadn't seen before at Sloan's, and that's this barbecue buffet they do. Oh, that was marvelous. So we were well-fed in our tummies and then well-fed in our minds and the places that our laughter comes from. I don't remember. As a matter of fact, my lovely friend Margaret Kading, owner of the lodge at Bromley in Peru, Vermont, right next to Manchester, Vermont, said to me at the end of the evening, I can't remember when I've laughed this much. And I was very happy that she was so happy. It was just, the whole evening was just magic. And I have with me the program, and I just want to read you a couple of the names of the songs that have been parodied in this wonderful performance of Capitol Steps going on now. Hey, Tangerine Man. Stuck in the Middle East, too. Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Impeachable You. And Putin on a Blitz, as opposed to Putin on the Ritz. Mm-hmm. And the songs are all Fiscal Shades of Gray. Yeah. I don't think you sang that one the other night, though.
I don't think we did.
No, no. That is a title of one of our... No, not...
Our, is that one of
was
our...
Was that a title of one of our
one
albums?
One of our albums, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's one of our album titles.
Well, maybe you can explain... I mean, you, Barry, have been with the cast since Bill Clinton was president.
Correct.
So you've experienced two Democratic and two Republican presidents.
Yes.
Is this the funniest one?
Wow. Well, as you said, it the material... We can barely keep up with it. The news changes practically by the hour, so which is something that we haven't experienced before in this country, I think not in my lifetime anyway.
So are your writers, if something uniquely interesting to your show and your show team were to happen today, tomorrow, the next day, would it get into the show the same week or...
We do our very best to get it in the same day, if possible, even if it means we have to read the lyrics off of or the palms of our hands, because the audience really appreciates the fact that we keep it timely. The song that we do about Steve Bannon went into the show was in the show that night,
and that was
the firing of Steve Bannon, and people were just amazed that. But
well,
that's
yeah.
what we do. That's our job.
Wow, wow, wow! Now we didn't find out from you, Evan. How long are you with Capitol Steps?
My first year was the election year of Obama, so 2008 is when I started.
And yep. almost immediately we had all kinds of economic downturn, and I didn't, and not only, I mean, were we affected in the real estate market going in the dumper and whatnot, and banking systems just imploding, Ireland got hit even worse than the U.S. did. And it's hard to think there could be something funny in there. How did you manage that?
Well, I think there's always something to plumb from somewhere, and I think that what's great
always
about
something there to remind me.
Yeah, well, I think what's great is too is that the audience will tell in a live show. The audience will tell you quite quickly what's working and what isn't, and so a lot of numbers we put in thinking this might work, and the audience tells us it doesn't. Just in so much as they're not responding as well as we thought. So we rework it, or we try something new or different. We find a story that sticks, and then we play that for as long as that works.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back because I have 1,000 questions for you. We're going to try to fit in to the next several minutes. So don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Good evening. I am Russian President Vladimir Putin, here tonight to welcome myself. As you may have heard, Russian hackers have been accused of planting fake news stories. Well, okay, maybe some are rubbish, But I know some of them are true because Donald Trump has been CCing me on all his top secret national security briefings. And of course, as you know, recently I have been Major Payne in Tukus. And I know things are bad because I tried to travel to a nearby Eastern European country. I went through customs. They asked my name. I said, Vladimir Putin. They said, occupation? And I said, no, just visiting.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You know, for, I'm going to say, 6 years... maybe seven. We used to go out to Irish Fest in Milwaukee. And I remember saying to Dr. Tim Campbell, he ought to be coming out to Irish Fest before he ever actually made it out there. And every year when we would go out, I would go looking for him in the tent with all the people from Northern Ireland, people from Giant's Causeway, and from Derry, also known as Derry, Londonderry, and other areas in and around Northern Ireland, and people that were there doing genealogy studies, where people would come with, they'd come with their family Bibles and give names and dates, and people would help them research their ancestors. I've met Dr. Tim Campbell in 2002 at a Tourism Ireland roadshow when he was visiting the U.S. And it's amazing. We met in February 2002. So this is now 15 and a half years later. And, you know, we're great friends. We see him at Christmas time in Ireland, and he comes to visit us when he's over. And marvelous. Good to know you, sir.
Good to know you, too.
Tim is the director of the St. Patrick Center in County Down, Ireland, in the area also known as the Kingdoms of Down. Does anybody ever use that term anymore?
Sometimes, yes. We're starting to call ourselves now the Gateway to Northern Ireland.
The Gateway.
The Gateway to Northern
Gateway.
Ireland. Yeah.
I like that. The Gateway. I have to start practicing my Northern Irish. Well... it really is. I mean, you know, you're in a great location. You're in a great location for touring about, too. Not that I want to minimize or underestimate the value of visiting the St. Patrick Center, which is the only permanent exhibit dedicated to Patrick. But, you know, sometimes people don't... sometimes there's a place in New York at the tip of Long Island, which is like a 120-mile drive from the New York City line. Called Montauk Point, and there's a lighthouse. And if all there was to see was the lighthouse, you'd have a tougher time getting people to make the 120-mile drive unless they're lighthouse fanatics, you know, on a mission to visit every lighthouse in the Northeast or in America or whatever. But there are so many places nearby. Castle Ward, an amazing historic house that's a little goofy. Had goofy owners, and you can see it in the architecture. But the place is gorgeous nonetheless. Mount Stewart House and Gardens. Mm. The Seal Sanctuary in Stratford Loch. Yeah. And so many other places nearby. But one of the places that's nearby to the St. Patrick Center, which, by the way, people, is Saint spelled out. Is it the St. Patrick Center?
No, just Saint. S-A-N-T.
Just Saint. Yeah. Spelled out Saint, not S-T. St. Patrick and Center spelled R-E. Little hoops for us to go through. .com. StPatrickCenter.com. But nearby, probably, what, a mile or two away, is Saul, which was the location of the first church Patrick built in Ireland, where there stands a church today and actually has Mass every Sunday at 10. Can you tell us just a little bit about that area? And if you continue on that road past that little church, you come to another area where there's a big cross at the top, and we've never driven up there. We've driven past it, but we've never driven up. What is up there?
So we come from the part of Ireland that we call St. Patrick's Country. It's Downpatrick, the gateway to Northern Ireland, 2 hours north of Dublin, about 30 minutes south of Belfast. A lot of people kind of start their journey there, and we're trying to encourage people to think, well, this is the start of your journey should be with us, because the story starts with St. Patrick. You go out to Saul, which is the first church in Ireland, founded in 432 AD. And it's really important for two reasons. Firstly, because Patrick founded the first church there. The other reason is because it is the place where he died on the 17th of March. So many people feel it is, apart from being very, very beautiful, they feel that it is one of these sacred sites, a thin place where heaven and earth are very close together. And from Saul, you can see the tallest statue of St. Patrick in the world. And the local people wanted to create something in 1932 to celebrate St. Patrick coming there. So they, the 1500th anniversary, they decided they were going to create a big statue. They wanted to get everybody involved, so they dressed him with the robes of the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Armagh, the Primate of all Ireland. But to keep everybody right, they carved his face as the Protestant Bishop of Dublin. And in doing so, they brought all the communities together.
But isn't that part of the message of Patrick himself, that story of reconciliation?
Yes,
make
it
everybody
is.
Happy.
Yeah, I mean, you could think, well, it's you know, going to see the St. Patrick Centre. St. Patrick's some dead guy from the past, but we don't think of him that way, because he continues to be important for all the communities in our part of the world. I always say, what better role model than someone from Britain who became the patron saint of Ireland, someone who promotes reconciliation and education. So that's what we do at the St. Patrick's
So
Center.
Can we get a little bit of St. Patrick into our Congress? they could use a shot of reconciliation, and people working together and finding ways to meet in the road.
We call it working in the spirit of St. Patrick.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. And you can do it in many ways. With us, the idea is to bring people together irrespective of faith, politics, or ability. So we work with young people with learning disabilities as well. We bring communities together. We educate people. So it's a very important spiritual message, as well as, of course, people having fun on St. Patrick's Day. So there's more to it than that.
Explain for those listeners, and if you just joined us, I'm talking with Dr. Tim Campbell, the director of the St. Patrick Center in Downpatrick, County Down, Northern Ireland, which is built into a hillside so as not to impede the view and respect the grave of Patrick, who is buried in a grave with two other saints. Three for the price of one, you always
three
say.
Three for the price of one. Tell it's a super saver.
So do the little poem that it took me 2 years to learn.
Yeah, there's the medieval knight who built with the Benedictines, built the cathedral there of Down in 1182. He came up with a rhyme so that people would always remember he was buried there.
Can we do it together?
Yes.
Okay. In Down, one grave, three saints do fill Patrick, Bridget, and Column Kill. Took me 2 years, people. And it's not that I'm a dummy, you know that. It's just, I don't know what it was about that rhyme. I just could not nail it. And little kids in Ireland learn it, what, in nursery school?
Yeah, it's a good way to remember. Yeah.
And it's just at the top of the hill.
It is, and you've got three saints. You've got Column Kill, who brought Christianity to Scotland, Bridget, more associated with Kildare, and Patrick, who brought Christianity to Ireland. They're all buried under one big slab of granite, because Irish people, when they were emigrating about 100 years ago, they used to take scoops of earth with them for luck. And too many people were doing it that people back in Ireland, well, they thought, your relations perhaps were going to dig him up. So we put the stone on top of the grave.
Yeah.
It's the national grave of St. Patrick.
Was the year 464?
Yes, there are different versions of when he died, but it was around then. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you look up Column Kill, as I often do to see if it ends with one L or two, because I always forget, you will see that Column Kill is sometimes referred to as Columbo or Columbo, depending on if you put the accent on a different syllable.
Yeah.
So.
Columba. Column Kill, the church of Kill means church, and Column is the name of the person. So Column Kill, the church of Column, and that's what he was his nickname. Columbo, though, is different again. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Peter it's Falk Peter in a Falk. TV series.
Somebody did ask that too. He said, is St. Columbo buried here? And I said to him, one more thing. Because that's what Peter Falk always used to say just before he sold the case. One more thing.
All right. Right. And hold the cigar and his forehead at the same
that's
time.
That's right, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed him. He was the cousin of one of my sorority sisters, Jackie Falk.
Oh,
really? Yeah, only they were not, they didn't really know each other. But I was hoping one day I'd get to meet him. That would have been a fun thing. But I certainly feel like I have met Patrick from visiting the St. Patrick Center. Maybe you can explain to our audience what the experience is, because it's not your normal experience of a museum. This is not a museum with artifacts under a piece of glass. And this is a really interactive experience. We're going to address that question when we come back from these important messages. So listen carefully. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Dr. Tim Campbell. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand,
Call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Join Stephanie Abrams September 7th at Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont at 6 p.m. for a chat and book signing about her exciting novel, Rumors. Then join Stephanie for a tapas reception at 8 p.m. at the Lodge at Bromley, next to Bromley Mountain, a slice of Switzerland. Request the Stephanie Abrams $89 room rate. Visit Northshire.com and click on events and lodgeatbromley.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am very happy that I am, for a very short period of time, in the presence of my good friend, Dr. Tim Campbell, who is about to depart on a flight. I'm good that I finished that sentence quickly, because it sounded like a follow-up to my friend Malachi McCourt's new book, Death Need Not Be Fatal, and where he describes himself as being in the departure lounge phase of life. No, that does not apply to you. But you are departing today for Dublin. And then how will you get from Dublin to Downpatrick in Northern Ireland?
Well, Dublin to Downpatrick is really only a 2-hour drive. So
is your car there? Or is
no, actually,
taking a bus
on this occasion, I'm getting a bus. Yeah, so you can. There's buses call all the time at the terminal. Just jump on a bus and away you go.
Mm. Yeah, that works. That works. You can go by train, too. I think the bus schedule is more fluid, though.
The bus schedule is more fluid. To get to Downpatrick, you change at Newry, and that'll take you straight to Downpatrick. So you can be there in about 2 hours.
Wow. I should try that sometime.
You should?
Yeah. I would like to. Are you on one of those bus errand things? Are they still in business? They were a little shaky for a while.
I'm on an Ulster bus, something called a Gold Liner, which comes every 40 minutes. So, you know, you just jump on one of those.
Gold Liner, I have to check that out.
Gold Liner, they've got Wi-Fi, they've got all sorts of things on there. It's a very good service.
Maybe we'll get them on the air to tell us.
And
do
you know
what they do?
The bus eventually ends up right in the heart of Belfast at the Europa Bus Centre underneath the Europa Hotel.
We won't talk about that. For a number of reasons. But, I always love Bus Éireann because their logo is an Irish setter.
That's right.
Or what would be called in Ireland a red setter, gleefully running. And I want to tell you people, if you want to see an Irish setter or a red setter, as it's called there, in Ireland, you better look for the Bus Éireanns because it's not a popular dog. And I look for them all the time. Somebody told me that the reason is that the Irish setter was bred from the English setter, which is a white dog with liver red color, you know, bright red color spots, more or less, and that somebody kept breeding until they got rid of all the white, and they had a red dog. But in essence, it's an English dog, and that's why the people in Ireland wanted no parts of it.
We should take it under that genealogy.com thing and try and get a DNA sample.
Because
everybody I'm meeting here is telling me what percentage of them is Irish.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. That stuff worries me. I have to tell you, it really worries me. But I have a conspiracy theory mind by nature. So if I were going to write a kind of sci-fi novel, which I just might, but anybody out there that feels inclined to do so, jump on the idea because it would be a good book, that you don't know where all that information ultimately goes. And when you check off in general at any website terms and conditions, you don't know if you just gave away your firstborn, because who reads that stuff? And so what if, in my theoretical mind, all that information was being funneled to a government agency or a private company who was then looking for people with certain genes or DNA, you know, a propensity to contract a particular disease or whatever, and one day they decide, like in a 1984 novel, an Orwellian novel, to round up all the people who are descended from or have this or that. I mean, you know what? Stay out of my body. I just stay out of my body. I mean, there's got to be a line for privacy. And I also have another problem, and that is that because, although you'd never know it today politically, Americans are all, except for Native Americans, are all descended from somewhere else. It's not like, you know, you can go to Germany and you'll find people that have been there 4,000 years or something. You know, everybody is descended from somewhere else. And so in America, if you meet an American and you ask, what is your nationality? They're going to tell you, you know, we're Italian, we're French, we're German, we're Portuguese, we're, you know, we're Japanese, we're whatever. And then you say, oh, what part of that country were you born in? Oh, I wasn't born there. Oh, do you speak the language? No. How long did you live there? Oh, I've never lived there. How many times have you visited? Oh, I've never visited. Well, then how is it you think that you are from that other place? Because you had a great-grand-great-great-great-great-great-grand-parent who came over who knows when. Wake up, and the first time I realized that I wasn't, my nationality wasn't Austrian or Russian, as my two grandfathers were from whence they came, that I was American. I didn't become American, even though my family's been here 150 years, until I left the country, and I learned from my European acquaintances that, no, you're clearly American because I'd never been to Russia, and I never lived in Austria, didn't speak German, wasn't born there. I mean, bothers me. So I'm hoping when you watch those commercials here where the woman says, I did my DNA, and guess what? I'm 85% this, and I'm something else. And no, lady, you're none of those. That's what your DNA may say, but you're an American. Doesn't happen. And the worst of it is she starts out that commercial with the line, when I am traveling abroad and people ask me my nationality, I always said Hispanic. But then I did my DNA and found that I had some other mixture. And it's like, get with the program, lady. You're an American. So, and that's what we are. We are, we are the fusion of who knows what from who knows where. But once you're here, yeah, it's a whole new way of being.
Happily, there's a great affinity with Ireland. So, you know, it does encourage people to travel, whether they're originally from there or not.
I hope so.
We're doing well this year.
Being a leprechaun in my last life, I have no Irish connections physically. But I want to tell you, there's no more magical place on the planet. Tim, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and I got to get you to the airport. So we got somebody picking you up to hustle you out of here. And everybody else, stay with me. So much more to come. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.